This is BetQL Daily with the Joes.
And we'll start off with Game 6 tonight in the NBA Finals. I think this thing is a wrap. I'm going to go with the Bucks to cover the number. Bucks minus 4.5 to win the title, to raise a trophy, to come back after being out 0-2.
Tucker with the rebound. The Suns are not going to foul. It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. Let the celebration begin.
It's BetQL Daily from BetQL.
It is BetQL Daily. Welcome on in. Joe Giglio joined by Cody Decker in for Joe O today. We got a lot to talk about on this Wednesday morning. We'll get to everything involving Game 6, the NBA Finals. Giannis Antetokounmpo with a performance for the ages. NFL training camps are opening today around the league, at least a few teams. So we'll get to some thoughts, early thoughts on NFL and NFL futures. Joined later by Mike Lombardi, our Odyssey NFL insider. Joe Osborne, Odd Shark analyst. And, of course, a lot of baseball today with some big games and a full slate. Cody, how you doing this morning, man?
Oh man, I'm living the dream today. 50 points for...
Listen, when you score 50 points in an NBA Finals game, it's your day, right? It's your week. It's your year. And it this whole thing right now, it belongs to Giannis. It belongs to the Bucks. Let's go to today's headlines because we have to start with a champion.
Time for today's headlines.
Holiday finds some room. Kicks it out to Connaughton. Middleton inside. Nice entry. Pass! And a slam from Antetokounmpo. He's got 45.
45, Cody Decker, and it went to 50. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 50 points last night. As the Bucks clinch, they cover the number of 4.5. Giannis goes way over his point total of 32.5. The game stays under. Suns at the end kind of just said, all right, it's yours. You got it. And the Bucks are champions. Cody, it's amazing. You look back at the prices early in this series when the Suns were up 2-0. I mean, you could have gotten some great, great numbers on the Bucks to win, on Giannis to win MVP. And here they are, champions now.
I mean, like I just said, it's 50 points for every year of misery in Milwaukee. This is a game and a performance that we're going to be talking about for years and years and years to come. And think about that elite list of the players that have actually scored 50 points in an NBA Finals game like that. We're talking Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, and the list of like two others. That is elite of elite of elite of elite. And I don't think that James Harden woke up in a very good mood this morning because all the comments he said, oh, I wish I was 7 feet and I can just dunk and hang out at the basket. Well, he made just about every free throw possible last night, proving every doubter wrong. I couldn't be more excited for him. I couldn't be more excited for Milwaukee. And it was just kind of awesome to see 50 points, man. That's just slamming the door.
Yeah, I went into the series not really rooting for anyone. I who cares, right? Like, I didn't have a rooting interest in particular in this series. I didn't find either team that compelling. But as the series went along, I started rooting for the Bucks. I started rooting for Giannis. You mentioned it almost every – he was 17 of 19 for the free throw line. That's Steph Curry kind of free throw percentage. That's James Harden kind of free throw percentage last night from Giannis. He was incredible. And, Cody, I'll throw this at you because this blew me away. 50 points, 10 rebounds, 5 blocks last night. That is the first 50-10-5 playoff game ever. Not just finals game, playoff game ever. Giannis just had one of the great finals of all time. And 2 weeks ago, if I had said to you he was going to play, maybe not play, play hobbled in the finals, you know, we would have just kind of shrugged our shoulders and said, I don't know. He's hurt. And he goes out there. If you didn't know he was hurt 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, you'd have no idea.
No way at all. It was a legendary performance. Everything about it. It's going to live on as legend. It's going to be that Jordan flu game. It's going to be just like that. Oh, he came out there with a complete injury and absolutely dominated the finals, took Milwaukee to the first championship in 50 years. Everything about this is pure storybook. There will be a movie someday. Probably a bad one, but a movie.
Yeah, it will be a bad one. I mean, how are you going to find someone to play Giannis, right? How are you going to find someone that looks like that guy, can move like that guy, obviously speak and talk like that guy with his accent? You can't find another Giannis to play Giannis. But, man, The other side of this, of course, is the Suns. Chris Paul, right? The point guard, up 2-0, the overwhelming favorite to win the MVP. Joe and I were joking last week that, you know, Booker's not going to win. This is a narrative award. Chris Paul's going to win. As long as the Suns win, Chris Paul's the MVP, gets his ring. Well, Cody, he's got neither now, and it's another year for Chris Paul where his team's up and they can't finish.
And I mentioned this to you the other day. This is the thing I was actually worried about, because the narrative, instead of what Chris Paul has actually accomplished this season and Devin Booker has accomplished this season, taking a team that's won roughly, 30 games in the previous two seasons all the way to the finals, that's not the conversation. The conversation is exactly what I was afraid of. What does this do to Chris Paul's legacy? Is he a guy that just can't win a ring? And I don't love that, because we even talked about on the show the other day, one of the greatest point guards of all time, and this is going to be attached to him unless he wins a championship.
It is. It works that way for quarterbacks in the NFL and the great player in the NBA. You don't win, it's attached to you. Giannis, that's over now. He's got two MVPs, Defensive Player of the Year, a title at the age of 26. Now it's about how high Giannis climbs up all this. BetQL Daily and the BetQL Network. Joe Giglio, Cody Decker today with you. A lot to talk about. We're starting with a champion in the NBA. And Cody, the other, narrative or just, uncertain element of the series was Mike Budenholzer, the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. And, you know, that team for the last couple of years, they're really good. Title contenders, number one seed, a couple of years ago, Giannis MVP. And it was like, yeah, but they're not really champions. They can't get over the hump. Well, that's over for Giannis. That, Middleton obviously can be the second best player on a title team. We learned that now. Drew Holiday, third best player on a title team. We also learned Mike Budenholzer could be a championship coach. Like, that, the monkey's off his back. Like, we can't say, oh, they can't win with Bud anymore. They just won with Bud.
I mean, even looking at Bud doesn't scream championship coach. He just screams, listen, midlife crisis, some things have happened, and three divorces deep. He just has that look. But he's a champion, man.
He just bought three more expensive cars that he really can't afford. But what else? What are you going to do?
Swimming in debt. Probably owns an island with Nicolas Cage. All those things, like what your dad does, my dad does, all our dads really do. Now, it's. I'm glad that narrative finally comes to an end. The guy's been a successful coach for years, and obviously will be a successful coach for years going forward. And quite frankly, here, I got a question throwback to you. Is this team poised to become a potential dynasty? Are we seeing more championships coming forward? Because right now, the other narrative that's been going on is it's not a super team. Does it become one?
It's a great question. I mean, you think about when this season started, the postseason started, and you looked at how wide open this year was, but everyone was like, well, you got to kind of take this year for what it is with the injuries. But as soon as we get to next year, the Nets are the favorite, and the Nets right now are the favorite. Cody, look right now, they're the favorite to win next year's championship, not the Bucks. The Bucks, who just actually won the title and beat the Nets in Brooklyn in a game 7, where Giannis was amazing. They're not the favorite. So the betting market is telling us, nope, take a deep breath. It's just one title. They're not. But let me throw this at you, Cody. The NBA changes so much, right? Players move all the time. Look at the Bucks roster. Giannis is signed long-term. Middleton is signed long-term. Drew Holiday is signed long-term. I don't know if this is a dynasty, but they're not going anywhere. The Bucks are going to be really good. And, we'll see what happens with the Nets if they have more injuries or whatever. But I mean, I would at least bet on the Bucks to be in another NBA Finals over the next couple of years. Are they going to win one? We'll see, but they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you just mentioned those three names. That's a three-headed monster that I would put up against just about anybody in the NBA in the past decade, really. I dig this team and what they're going to be doing going forward.
I mean, you have to. I mean, look at the team and what they just did, how they did it. They took down a team they weren't supposed to, right? They beat the Nets, which they weren't supposed to. Then they came back and beat, a Suns team when they were down, 0-2. I mean, that's the thing about them that is so remarkable, that they came back through all this. So if you look at the odds right now, Cody, the favorite to win next year, Brooklyn Nets. The Lakers are the second favorite, and then the Milwaukee Bucks. Plus 800? I would put a little bit down on the Bucks again. They have Giannis. Giannis just proved what he could do.
That's some seriously good value for the team that just won the championship less than 12 hours ago.
Right. And a player who just showed, all those questions about Giannis are over now. And the thing I was most impressed about was, he wasn't not just afraid of the free throw line. It was almost like he was inviting it. He kept going right into the paint saying, all right, you want to foul me? I'll just knock down my free throws. No big deal. Like, it's almost like he's just so far past the player he was a couple months ago. I can't remember the last time I saw this much growth in this short a period of time from a player that was already great and took that next step. I guess LeBron, when he was young, would be the comparison I can make, because he was great, but he needed to take one more leap, and then he took it, and it was over.
Oh, yeah. And you know what my favorite thing about him at the free throw line for this particular game was? And it's the only reason I'm actually excited we're not getting a game seven. And I never thought I'd actually say that out loud. I always want a game seven, but I don't have to look at a $30,000 millionaire behind the backboard counting $1 bills, pretending they're hundreds, yelling, counting that, showing the world that he can count to 10 with his bleached tips and all his tap out gear and terrible tribal tattoos. I'm so glad I don't have to hear that or see that one more time this year.
Yeah, we're out on that. Thank goodness we're out on that. We don't need any more of that. All right, Cody, before we get to something I know that you wanted to touch on, because it just drives you crazy when championships are achieved in any sport, but certainly the NBA. But how about the other side for a second? Phoenix, they're done. People thought of them as a potential dynasty when they were up 2-0, because look how young those guys are, Booker and Ayton. They fell apart towards the end. Ayton last night, I thought he was bullied late in game six. But they are young. They are good. We'll see if Chris Paul returns. They're plus 900, 9-1 to win the finals next year. Cody, I can't bet this unless I know Chris Paul is back.
Completely. It's all on the free agent market. If Chris Paul is not coming back, I can't put a dollar on that. But if Chris Paul's back, it seems like a very smart and, quite frankly, good valued bet.
Yeah, I mean, Booker will probably only get better. Ayton will only get better and stronger. They're going to be good, and they're going to be in this mix again moving forward. Cody, I know you had a pet peeve that kind of hit you last night when the title was won. So Giannis wins it, Bucks win, everyone's happy, and yet, what did you see?
Listen, it's not just an NBA, but it was glaring last night. Even the fans kind of had a weird reaction. Even the announcers had a weird reaction. I can't stand it when a trophy presentation happens and the trophy is handed to three owners, two of which you've never seen in your life. You don't care about a word they're about to say to you. Hand it to the head coach and your star player, and everybody get the hell out of there. I'd even be okay if it was the GM. At least we know who the GM is. Don't give me a couple of people who inherited a few billion dollars and inherited a franchise and tell me that they're the ones that did it. They weren't. Those guys behind you are the ones that did it. That coaching staff's the one that did it, and they deserve the glory. You just get to get the money.
Listen, I'm okay with those owners being down there, right? Like, yes. They own it, right? It's their thing, and it's a big moment for them. But I agree with you on this. It is ridiculous. And in a lot of cities, those owners aren't even really liked, you know, because of whatever decisions, moves over the years. Like, in the moment, even if you didn't like Coach Budenholzer in your Milwaukee, you got to appreciate him right last night, right? Giannis, I think everyone loves Giannis. The GM, maybe there's ups and downs of the GM, but in the moment, everyone loves those guys. The owner, a lot of times no one likes the owner. Even when they win, no one likes the owner. It is strange. It almost like deflates the excitement. You're like, oh, I got to hear, who's this guy? You never heard of this guy, and he's up there talking.
It almost deflates it when the commissioner of any league is even talking, because even no one wants to see, like, Silver is a liked commissioner, like a well-liked commissioner by the players, by the owners, by the fans. And even he got some jeers because no one really wants to see Adam Silver either. They want to see just a good presentation, and they want to see the stars that they've been rooting for all year that just won them a championship. So just give them that. Don't give me the pageantry of three owners and a whole long speech process from that. I know Adam Silver's proud. You just don't need to tell me about it for 5 minutes.
Imagine if you put someone in front of the TV who didn't know anything about the game and they watch the finals, right? And he's, all right, it's over. They're going to celebrate now. Wait, they're going to talk to Giannis, right? He just was the best player on the floor. No, here's this old guy who did nothing. He's wearing a suit. We're going to talk to him first. It makes absolutely no sense. I agree with you. It is one of the strangest traditions in all of sports. Giannis at 26 years old. This is his resume now. As we look forward with his career and the Bucks, you know, as the number three favorite for next year. Cody, two-time MVP, five-time All-Star, three-time first-team All-NBA, a Defensive Player of the Year, three-time first defense, and last night, 50 points in an NBA Finals clincher. Like, Giannis, boy, you know, we do legacy stuff a lot in sports, and we get kind of in the weeds with that. This guy, if you're a betting man the next 10 years, wherever that guy is, you got to think about betting on him, because he just did it.
Every single time, also not even mention that, MVP futures. The guy's 26 and he's already won two. I feel like it's foolish not to put money on him every year for the next decade.
And the thing he showed me in this series is his energy and his athleticism. It's better than anybody else. Like since LeBron, I don't know if I've seen one player has this much energy that late into a season over and over and over again. Remarkable.
Can you think of a more likable player too? That's the other thing. How likable is this guy? I mean, I'm in love with this guy.
He won everyone over and he won a title. Bucks are champions. We got a lot to talk about here. You know what this means? Basketball's over, which means it's time to talk football here, Cody. NFL training camps opening, Steelers and Cowboys. What are our best bets right now? BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.